In 2001, when the US and its allies invaded Afghanistan in retaliation for the 9/11 terror attacks, then First Lady Laura Bush delivered a radio address.
Because of our recent military gains, in much of Afghanistan, women are no longer imprisoned in their homes. They can listen to music and teach their daughters without fear of punishment.
The U.S. State Department released a report on how the Taliban restricted the rights and freedom of women.
Yet the terrorists who helped rule that country now plot and plan in many countries, and they must be stopped. The fight against terrorism is also a fight for the rights and dignity of women.
But was it ever about the women and girls of Afghanistan? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. When President Biden announced the American pullout, he was asked by an Afghan woman about his message for the women in Afghanistan. Biden remembered discussing the prospect of the United States leaving Afghanistan after the death of Osama bin Laden with a group of young women in Afghanistan.
When the young woman said, "You can't leave, you can't leave," it was heartbreaking. "You can't leave," she said, "I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. If you leave, I'll never be able to be a doctor." Well, that's why we spent so much time and money training the Afghan security forces.
That was in July. Within a month, that line of defense Biden talked about had collapsed spectacularly. Biden said, "There are 1,000 places we could go to deal with injustice. The question is America's self-interest at stake?" Afghan women were not the reason why America went into Afghanistan. And Afghan women will not be reason enough for them to stay on. But again, was it ever about the women and children of Afghanistan or anywhere else? Remember Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright's infamous interview on 60 Minutes, where she was asked about the sanctions on Iraq.
"We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?"
"I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it."
Albright later regretted that statement.
"I made very clear that I thought I had made a terrible mistake in making that statement. And if you've never said anything that you're sorry for, I wish you would make that point
very much
too."
But the fact is, women and children provided a humanitarian fig leaf for the invasion of Afghanistan. The Biden administration promises to speak out on issues concerning women and children. But during the Obama years, Vice President Joe Biden said he was not sending his son to Afghanistan to risk his life on behalf of Afghan women's rights. As a character in Khaled Husseini's novel, 1,000 Splendid Sons, tells her daughter resignedly, "It's our lot in life, Mariam. Women like us, we endure. It's all we have." In that novel, Husseini talks about rocket flowers, flowers potted in empty rocket shells. As outsiders looking at Afghanistan, we want those rocket flower stories. We want things to bloom. We don't want stories about rocket flowers withering. We want the happy endings that Mrs. Bush was promising even this year as she called on the world to stand by Afghanistan.
"Hard-won progress has been made. Today, Afghan women contribute to the economy and society in many ways. They run businesses and they obtain advanced degrees."
Now, as Afghanistan topples back to Taliban control, former President George W. Bush says,
"Sadly, I'm afraid Afghan women and girls are going to suffer unspeakable harm."
Some hope that Taliban 2.0 will be less overtly brutal than Taliban 1.0. But that is based more on wishful thinking than fact. Stories already abound of women told not to return to their jobs as the Taliban swept into their towns. Marianne O'Grady of CARE International grasped for a silver lining, telling AP, "You can't uneducate millions of people. Even if women are back behind walls," she hoped, "they would educate their families and neighbors." But it was never about the women of Afghanistan at all. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.